Blog Talk Radio.
I'm thinking we're going to have to set the Christmas trees on fire to burn so that we can survive.
You know, the ones that are, what are they called, flocks? Whatever, those are going to be, those are going to burn good. And, oh my God, people, when you send me images, if they go clear across my page, they're too big.
I don't know what is going on with the 3,000 by the 4,000 images that we're getting from some of you devs out there, but really, I don't really need that much definition. My TV.
I know, right? I understand y'all are proud of your work, but...
We can see it.
Because you know I'm just going to shrink it down anyway.
I don't know why.
We'll fit on the webpage that way.
Man.
What are y'all thinking?
You know what? I think we're going to have to dub this day. You started that this is your own fault. Well, it's not you, started it, but you perpetuated it. This is going to be dubbed Apocalypse Tuesday.
Yay! All right, so we are on a countdown, people. 17 days until the apocalypse. Not quite sure what's supposed to happen, but something's supposed to.
I don't know. I got my wrench ready.
All I know is that it comes down between me and you, people. You're going to be lunch.
Let me tell you, when you know it's bad, my grandmother was here yesterday, and she saw me. I had a wrench, and I was standing around the house, you know, and I keep it by the front door. And she says, "Are you getting ready for the zombie apocalypse?" I says, "Nana, what do you know about the zombie apocalypse?" She says, "It's supposed to happen on the 21st or the 12th.
The 21st.
That's hilarious. Ah, my Nana knows about it.
See, I kept thinking that the 12th for some odd reason. 12, 12, 12. But no, 12, 21, 12. Unless, you know, there was some dyslexic person who was working on the whole calendar, and you never know.
You know what is really scary is somebody is taking this seriously, and you got everybody out there, the 21st, 12th, whichever day it is, just be very careful. You, even if nothing really does happen, somebody out there is thinking that it is, and they're going to react accordingly. So make sure you're extra paranoid those 2 days.
Yes. Yes.
We're joking, but we don't want anything to happen to you guys. We love you.
You know, on the other hand, it could be like a second Black Friday because, I mean, do you remember the whole Y2K? I remember working at Walmart in the pharmacy back then and everything in the store being just about cleared out. I mean, our pharmacy shelves were even just about empty. There was no Tylenol, no Band-Aids, no first aid kits, no alcohol, no batteries, no nothing.
I can tell you where I was during Y2K, and I believe that, you know, the computers were going to go horribly awry, but I did not panic. I was out in the middle of the street somewhere drinking something. That's what I was doing. I was like, if I'm going down, I'm going to go down with a drink in my hand.
I was out in the boonies drinking. I was that whole little country girl back then.
Y'all know I do not drink, so I was like, hey, I'm going to have this drink, and if a fight breaks out, then that... The last thing I'm going to do is have a fight. Hey, I'm a warrior. Might as well go down swinging. Just saying.
Exactly.
But nothing happened. I got a smooch and then I came home and my laptop was fine. I was like, what a bust. And here I almost cracked that old lady in the jaw for nothing. And then there was APB.
Yes. And now we can run over little old ladies all we want. I like steal in their car and they start yelling at me, do you know who I am?
That's my favorite one.
I just kind of back up and swerve a little bit.
You know what? I haven't tried that yet. I'm going to have to steal a car now. An old lady's car. I've stolen one young girl's car and she had the audacity to chase me.
Oh, wow.
I got out of the car and then hit her again. Like, are you really chasing me? this is my car now.
Wow, that's hilarious. I always like the ones who talk back to me. or what was it the other day? Don't take my car. I don't have insurance on it. Well, that's your fault. Driving a Dart around this town and you don't have insurance. That's your fault.
Probably one of the really nice cars. Who wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's the kind of the longer, kind of looks like a Miata, but a little bit extended. It's tiny. It's really slim. They call it like the Rapier or the Dart or something like that. But anyways, this thing moves and it hugs the ground. Oh,
ooh, I got to find one of
beautiful.
Those.
Beautiful. Oh, I love that thing.
I got to find me one of those. I'm going to cause a traffic jam so I can catch one. See, that's how you trap.
I know. I drove all over the town like 3 or 4 times, made just loops everywhere looking for one the other day.
Oh, man. Got to find one of them.
I know.
All right, speaking of the last days, we're not the only one that's thinking so. Got an interesting message from the people over at Funcom. And they said, you all consider yourselves warned. The 21st, there will be a cataclysmic event that marks the end of time as we know it. And you should
be
prepared. No. Yes, leading up to this world-changing event is a brand new alternate reality game, ARG, set in and around the Secret World universe, which will allow you to better prepare for what's to come. And they said, if you've never participated in an ARG event before, this is the perfect chance to get involved. They said, this might be your one last chance to save yourself from this inevitable cosmic event. And they encourage you to pre-register so you can take part in the ARG. Pre-registration is free and available at a link that I will tweet out to you here shortly. The ARG will start in a few days, and this is one train you do not want to miss. They said you do not need to be a current, active Secret World player to take part. But if you are, note that exclusive prizes will be offered to all those who participate and that you'll be able to enjoy these before everything comes to one last screeching halt on December.
Oh, no!
Yay! I love this Funcom. I love when they get demand. Them and Paradox have, like, the best things that they send us. I mean, best. All right, so if you are listening to us live, or later on even, check our Twitter, and you too can participate. Go ahead and get signed up for ARG. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Are you going to play? Are you going to go in? Might as well be gaming at the very last minute that will ever come.
Yes. You know I got to be there, man.
Right.
All right. Why open up?
See, you know, you sounded like Kit Natrix just then because she goes, meh, 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 meh. Like she's trying to get it right. Meh, meh, meh.
Well, I had all my pages open and then, like, I clicked on one and I went to click back and all I was seeing were white. It was nothing happening. Okay. So, speaking of the end of days, us gamers, we knew it was going to happen eventually.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. There's a fitness MMO in the works. Fitness MMO company gets seed funding from BVM Capital.
Hmm.
BVM Capital announces that it has made a seed round investment in health and fitness gaming company Fitness Interactive Experience, FIX. FIX is dedicated to making fitness and health fun, accessible, and socially connected using massively multiplayer online games.
Hmm.
I really do know what to think about this. You know, I'm used to thinking of, what is it, that Sprite knockoff and pizza for dinner. But this is going to change everything. FIX is currently developing an interactive social media platform. The company's first game is called UtilaFit and is focused on helping people reduce sedentary behavior and live more active, energetic lives. Good Lord, I need to stop scrolling. FIX plans a closed beta test in the coming weeks. BVM's seed capital investment will allow FIX to add additional product development headcount, allowing for more robust feature development and more rapid product iterations. Who is this? Mike Tinney, founder and CEO of FIX, says, "We are delighted that BVM Healthcare Venture Capital team recognizes the potential of our unique approach and our first product, UtilaFit, at this early pre-revenue stage. Our team's primary background is in large-scale, interactive online video games, and BVM's involvement brings us complementary expertise and contacts in key healthcare markets." This is crazy. I do not know what to think about.
I don't know what they're doing. is what I'm wondering. What is a fitness MMO? How does that work? Are you going to have, like, you hook up to it and you run different courses? You know, how is this going to work?
I don't know, but I do know that the doubts that I had about this just lessened a little bit. Mike Tinney, kind of thought the name sounded familiar, Fix was founded by this guy, and this guy actually happens to be a former executive of EVE Online, creator and publisher CCP Games. So this guy knows what he's doing with games then.
All right, I guess if anybody can do it, he can.
You know, on one hand, I'm like, it'd be kind of cool to be able to find a way to have an MMO where I can, I don't know, work out and, you know, play with other people. Because a lot of the reason why a lot of people don't like to work out is we like to be social, and exercise is not really a social thing.
Well, see, I'm wondering what he's going to do with it. I mean, we've always said here, even, we wouldn't mind an MMO if it was like, you know, if it was World of Warcraft, let's just say. I would go and play if they had something like the Kinect, where when I'm actually fighting,
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm actually swinging a sword. I would play then, because that is, I like exercise that doesn't feel or, you know, come directly to my mind as I'm actually exercising. And then it could very well, you know, after I've been doing it for a couple of hours, say, okay, it's time to take a break, and then force you to sit down, and it, you know, recharges your mana and your health and all that stuff, so that you, you know, you have to sit down and take a break. Maybe he'll do something like that.
See, and I just totally had it in my head, you know, an aerobic workout somehow for the fighting. So if you're a tank or a DPS, and then if you're a healer or a caster, you've got some kind of yoga. Yoga, you know, you're doing your stretches and your moves and whatnot for the casting.
Well, even, or gesture-based, because that's a whole lot, that's very popular, a gesture-based spell that you have to cast and then keep doing some motion to keep it going for as long as you have mana.
Ooh, that'd be good.
There's a whole lot of avenues to go, ways to go with this one, so I guess we'll see what he does. Ah, wow. The news is boring today. Is it boring for you? It's boring with me.
It's a little boring.
Well, I got some... You know what? I'm going to need y'all to stop sending in. If we don't vote for you at some of these things, we don't do it. It's not a personal thing. We just don't do it. We either say we like you or we don't, but we don't need to vote for you. You got fans. What you harassing us for? All right. Paradox Interactive is saying they need to expand their presence here in the U.S., and to do so, they have opened themselves an office in New York, which we are not pleased about, because we have been telling you guys at Paradox that Texas is wide open for you to come down here.
Wide open.
Mm-hmm. Paradox, of course, calling themselves the leading global PC game publisher, said they have opened a New York office. They are based in Stockholm, and they will begin recruiting for positions. So if you need a job and you're in the New York area, you want to get into gaming, you can come to their new office. It's in Manhattan. Ginger sending me dirty porn. Stop it!
No, look at her gaming stuff, and I happen to trip across that. Now I'm going to have to, like...
They said in commemoration of their move, they're going to be holding an event at their new facility, and anybody in media is allowed to attend, or they want you to attend. Paradox Interactive CEO Frederick Wester, along with the rest of the executive team, will be present at an inauguration. I love how they're calling it an inauguration, to speak with attendees about the upcoming changes for the company. Plans for the new office include strengthening global distribution and sales, as well as looking into emerging markets and business segments. This particular event is taking place next Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Flatiron District on 20 West 22nd Street, Suite 502, New York, 10010, if you are in that area or need to put that in your GPS. They're at a very weird, odd-cornered building that looks like it should have been in Ghostbusters or something. I don't know. Kind of cool looking. Gosh, you New Yorker streets are just crazy busy. Oh, I mean, crazy busy. Anyway, yeah, make sure you check that out if you want to, or if you want to drop by, let us know. We might be able to get you in, maybe. Because we got to in on the RSVP. I'm not going to give you the information, but I can send over your name, maybe, if you're looking for a job.
Maybe.
Might be able to. I can't get you the job. Now, once you get you there, you're on your own. Bring your portfolio. Some of you geek
guys.
Bring
your A-game.
Put on a nice shirt. Clean shirt.
Yes.
Or at least dress up if you're a cute gamer guy. You're a geek. If the girls tell you you're cute and you don't know how, ask that girl to dress you. Because she can see the cute in you, she will bring it out, and then you go there dressed gamer. And on that note, to make sure you listen tonight, Pixinista, we'll be doing, we're talking about doing some apocalyptic nerd. This will be interesting. Paradox, can you please come to Texas?
All right, so a Kickstarter tragedy.
Colony
misses funding goal by $28.
Are you kidding me?
No, I think I would have donated my own $28 for the last bit, you know? How do you miss that?
I'd have donated $100 just to be on the safe side. Really?
All right, so I'm for coughing, sorry. Sometimes crowdfunding amazes the community and the developers looking to make their dreams come true, and sometimes they show that an idea has no validity. Once in a while, there are sad situations like the one recently experienced by the team behind the game Alpha Colony, whose crowdfunding appeal ended with the team falling just $28 short of its $50,000 funding goal. Because of the strict rules of Kickstarter, Dream Quest Games won't get a thin dime of the money they managed to raise from the community. Instead, they are being forced to put the game on the shelf and focus on projects that can make them some money. Obviously, we are very disappointed, says Dream Quest founder Christopher Williamson. We have invested 10 months and over $60,000 of our own money into this project. It is so frustrating to come so close, but clearly, there simply isn't that much interest in building the kind of game I envisioned. I doubt this is the end for Alpha Colony, but I do have to be responsible. I do have to be a responsible business owner and father and accept the reality of where we are at the moment and what the world wants. So Alpha Colony, I think I remember hearing about this, is described as a family-friendly exploration building and trading simulation game for a variety of platforms. If the game had been fully funded, it would have been released in the summer of 2013.
Well, in all fairness there, dude, I don't think it's not what the world wants. I think a lot of people didn't hear about it because Ginger may recall hearing about it. I don't remember.
It's vaguely in the back of my mind that I might have heard something, but you didn't get your advertising out there.
Yeah, you didn't get the word out, so.
Facebook. Twitter, Google+.
And you know, if you tell us and it's good, we're going to tell everybody. So you should have.
Exactly. Because something in the whole family-friendly exploration game rings a bell. But I want to say we heard it around E3, and it just got swamped by E3 stuff.
Yeah. You can't put your news out at E3 when you're a small company. You have to. So many companies think that, oh, we do it at E3, we're going to get lots of attention. No, you're not, because everybody's looking at, Halo and Assassin's Creed is what they're watching. They don't really care about you. Speaking of another Kickstarter game that I'm looking at screenshots for, the screenshots are not wowing me, I will tell you right off. But the concept is, it's called Telepathy Tactics. They just launched on Kickstarter. They already have their alpha build, which we will put up on our website. You can go over and download it and play it. Tell us what you think. It's being made by a company called Sinister Designs, and the name of the guy that's doing it is Craig Stern. And the game was selected as a staff pick, apparently. It's reached over 20% of its funding goal already. It is a tactical RPG in a psionic-powered steampunk universe full of completely unique races and constructs that focuses on combat, on terrain manipulation, positioning, facing, and your powers. So you'll be able to control an army of units, each with unique abilities, strengths, and weaknesses. As in other tactical RPGs, of course, you have a variety of direct combat abilities and stats. But the real candy-licious coding is there's a twist to it. You can manipulate the environment, building barricades and bridges, throw boulders, destroy the terrain to trap your foe and limit them. They're saying, of course, in every match that you play, the landscape may be completely changed. So basically never the same game twice. The game will also feature online and hot seat multiplayer, allowing you to compete across compete online cross-platform or in the same room. They said on top of that, they will also offer mod tools, which will allow you to create your own scenarios, powers, units, entire campaigns, just so on and so forth. So this looks like it could be amazing. But I mean, the alpha screenshots, I'm going to tell you over there, telepathic tactics, sinister designs, not wowing me, but I love your idea. So you can pop by our site. We'll have a link to their Kickstarter, or you can go over to sinisterdesign.net, and we will also have a link so that you can download the demo and try out for yourself. And also for you Mac people, there's a demo for you too. Yeah, that'll be up on our site too, because we're hot like that. And a video. Work.
Cool.
So I will have that for you shortly. What do you think, Jen? Does that sound interesting to you? I said, well, you don't really do RTSs, but would you play mm-hmm. one if you could just completely blow somebody up and just mess up their whole life via the game,
maybe,
that is?
Maybe.
Maybe.
RTSs usually aren't my thing, and the ones that I do play, I like to play the whole mythology kind of thing. But I don't know, maybe.
It's kind of mythological looking. You got your knights. I see why can't I think of the name of that? Those, what are those? Gargoyles. Yes, I see gargoyles, knights, and those types of things in the screenshot. I just don't like that it looks cartoony given the subject matter. I think, what was that, the Paradox game with the Paradox Kings, the game we said was really pretty. It's an RTS. I was picturing that in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that and being able to change the terrain looks completely different. This is a little cartoony, but it may do well, or maybe they may change it. As you know, if you guys give them the money, they may be able to do something amazing with it. I'm just not looking at it right now going, ooh.
I guess we'll see, right?
Yep.
All right, so we've been talking about Ouya again, and they are saying the first Ouya consoles are shipping out as soon as December 28th. Mm-hmm. So the Android-based Ouya console soon be in the hands of the public, or at least the part of the public that wants to develop software for the platform. The Ouya will ship out beginning on December 28th to those who backed the Kickstarter and will arrive to supporters shortly thereafter. Yeah.
Notice it says to the people that have pre-ordered. Y'all better have the biggest mouths ever, because not going to happen.
Yeah. The first run of the Ouya being shipped out on December 28th are being called developer units, but the full consumer versions being released later on down the road will also allow for the development of software. You know, anyways, the Ouya blog notes that the very first consoles will have some extra goodies and a revised version of the Android Jelly Bean operating system optimized for big screens. On December 25th, those who ordered the console will also get a link to activate their account and gain their preferred usernames. The backers will get the preferred username first. Someone else who is not a backer claims it.
Oh, really? Did they just say somebody else can take your...
Backers will get the preferred username first. Someone else who's not a backer claims it. Oh, so, all right. So, apparently you can make an account even if you don't have a console or something? I don't know.
How's that fair to people who actually gave you money?
I don't know. That's kind of crazy. Those game developers... No. So, it's they're saying if you did give us money, if you are a backer, you will get the preferred username, and the other person who did not back us will not.
Okay.
Those game developers who didn't sign up for the first run of the console will be able to use a web portal to download the system's development kit, design games or software, and upload it to the Ouya service.
Really?
Ouya, all I gotta say. I'm just not a fan. I don't like it. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I was a fan until...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. And I feel like they're having people pay to be testers.
Hello. How many times have we said that? We shouldn't have to pay to be a tester.
Mm-mm.
I mean, why?
Not at all. Exactly.
Whatever, people. Whatever.
I'm hoping it's going to run smoothly, because if not, oh my God, the massive outcries. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super, super ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all know how ugly this could get? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, that was a short one. Can I do another one?
But of course, darling.
We just mentioned ugly. Well, let's talk about some ugly. Amazon, very ugly, very, very, very ugly, is apologizing for a missing game in the Wii U Premium Bundle.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Online retailer Amazon has apologized to UK customers who they ripped off, who purchased a premium Wii U bundle in the game Nintendo Land. And Nintendo Land's like what the whole Wii U's about. The retailer blamed supplier error for the omission of the game and said that the error only affected a small number of customers. They say it's been brought to our attention that a small number of orders for this item may have been delivered without the advertised game. May have been? No. I'm thinking if you're apologizing.
It was delivered without.
It was delivered without Nintendo Land due to a supplier error. The retailer went on to say that it would send out download codes for the game to all affected customers. Here's the download code. Use your limited space on your Wii U to download the game.
Yes. Well, you should have a hard copy because that's what we promised you.
Exactly. In the event that your order was one of the small number missing the game, please use the following code and instructions below to download the game. Of course, this may further agitate customers who will now have to waste the, like I said, limited space of their Wii U console to play Nintendo Land. Wow. So why don't you send out, you know, at least give them a thing where they can sign up and you can send the game to them. That's what I'd want. I don't want to download and waste my space. I want you to rectify the issue. I want you, Amazon, to mail me Nintendo Land. You signed up. It's your fault. Use your money to send me the disc.
Exactly. I don't get this when you screw up why I don't get my game. And if you guys out there who have a Wii U, if I were you, it would not be good enough. It would not be even close to good enough. You got to send me what I paid for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
go lawyer up. I will lawyer up. I am not paying. I will lawyer up over Nintendo Land. You're going to send me my game.
You're going to give me my game or somebody's going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm going to get the game. I'm going to get the game and some of your money.
Amazon
or
on headquarters location, Google it.
See, now y'all done messed up. On to other
news. Don't use Apple Maps.
Oh, yeah. We don't want you falling off a cliff. Anything like that. Please don't fall off a cliff. Okay. Well, I am a little bit irritated. Square Enix has had to pull their assassination app after there was an outcry over the funding. So let me just tell you how this has played out so far. Square Enix got some negative publicity over the Hitman series, again, with a Facebook campaign that invited users to put a hit on their Facebook friends. Now, this is ridiculous because if you guys remember the early days of Facebook, there were tons of games where you were a hitman. I don't know why people are so upset now. You know what it is? It's a bunch of you non-gamers that didn't see this. But in any case, the campaign asked fans to pick a derogatory feature to identify the victim by, including, well, okay, now this one's not good. This is why Facebook needs a rating system. I've been saying this, too. That's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who are at work, this is going to be not safe for work. Well, it's not bad for work, but it's not safe for some of you. Small breasts, ginger hair, or a small penis. An insult, which was then read out over a video in which Agent 40 self was seen preparing a sniper rifle and firing a single shot after studying the Facebook profile video of the target. Now, the campaign by BAFTA award-creating creative agency Ralph has now been pulled after less than 4 hours. The campaign immediately raised ire amongst both the gaming press and other developers, with several figures highlighting the potential damage to vulnerable figures and its possible use as a cyberbullying tool. Although it has not yet issued an official statement, it seems fair to assume, according to GameIndustry.biz, that the campaign has been pulled due to the public reaction. Some have raised the concern that the campaign would enable the sort of online bullying which has already led to several young suicides this year, such as those of Amanda Todd, Eden Warmer, Amanda Cummings, and Lennon Baldwin. Now, one survey has estimated that a quarter of all children face cyberbullying. Another study finds that 41 child suicides linked there have been 41 child suicides linked to online bullying since 2003. It's far from the first controversy to embroil the Hitman series. Previously, an ad campaign featuring women dressed as nuns, which I adore, by the way. I'm not mad at you guys about that one. This one was a little bit of a questionable judgment, but the nuns, brilliant. I love it. Sorry. The nuns, of course, drift off to reveal PVC fetish gear before attempting to kill Agent 47. And that ad has still been running on TV, by the way. So it's apparently not as horrible as one might think. It resulted in a flurry of editorial and Flitter commentary, both condemning the video and offering support to IO Interactive. Previous campaigns for the series have also included a picture of a woman sprawled across a bed in lingerie and a bullet wound to her head, featuring the caption, "Beautifully executed." Again, anybody who's seen, what was the movie, the comic book one? I can't think of it right now.
I don't know.
It's one of the ones. It won a whole lot of awards, too. It's not. It's kind of like the Avengers, but the dirtier version of the Avengers. Remember, there's a sex scene with the song Hallelujah. Somebody tell me what that movie was. In any case, there's a scene very similar to that one where two lesbians were killed and they had a sign over them. Now, I'm not saying I'm advocating violence to women. Far from it. But I'm saying some of y'all need to calm down. It is a game. I can see where they're going with the cyberbullying thing. On this hand, and maybe the questionable use of words, the words that they chose, you know, the small breast thing, maybe you guys should lean more towards the humorous, you know, mama's boy or something like that. You know, those types of things are, they're not nice, but it allows you to be a little bit mean, and Facebook needs a rating system in the worst way.
Yes.
In the very worst way, so that those of us who are adults and able to handle a little bit of cyberbullying from our friends or even from a stranger, because we know how to bully back, it would have been a fun thing to participate in. But, and those of you who have kids that are on Facebook in the first place, no. They shouldn't be on there in the first place. So, anyway, they're having a whole big controversy over at Square Enix this morning. And they're saying, of course, issuing a statement saying, earlier today we launched an app based around Hitman Absolution that allowed you to place virtual hits on your Facebook friends. The statement reads, those hits would be viewable only by the recipient and could be sent to people who were confirmed friends. We were wide of the mark with the app, and following feedback from the community, we decided the best thing to do was remove it completely and quickly. This we've now done. We're sorry for any offense caused by this. Ginger, what do you think?
I think, A, people need to suck it up. Bullying goes on the internet. People are stupid because, you know, it's all an anonymous thing. But, B, yes, I do agree that Facebook needs some kind of rating system, and I think parents should pay better attention to what their kids are viewing over the internet. If you're allowing your child free reign of the internet, then it's your own fault if your child sees something that they shouldn't. I don't see the point in blaming somebody else for putting something that an adult could take and, you know, either roll their eyes at or throw something just as bad back.
Yeah.
It's your fault that your kid is having free reign over the internet.
They should not.
Internet is a dirty, filthy, nasty place. Stop trying to clean it up. There's not enough bleach in the world.
There really isn't. Ginger is dead on with that one. And prime example of this, Baby Natrix, 2 days ago, decided to create her own Gmail. And because this is what all you parents should be doing. Now, I will let her take her laptop all over the house. No problem. I allow her that freedom. She can do what she wants to on the internet. But the thing is I'm monitoring even when she doesn't know I'm watching. So I saw what she did. And I promptly went in, picked up her laptop, logged in, and there is a setting in Gmail where you can take over the Gmail. And I did. I have control of her Gmail. Whatever she sends out or she receives, I see it. And I told her, I start seeing anything bad, this Gmail will become fully mine. Thank you.
Yep. I know. Like, I was playing APB the other day, and the guy I was playing with is like, you know, you want to get in voice so we can better coordinate? Sure. I sign into Skype, and it's a 12-year-old boy.
Who should not be playing APB.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, and he's telling me about all the games he's playing, where he lives and what he's doing, and it's I got to go. He was a nice kid, don't get me wrong. Very nice, very, very polite kid. But 12 years old, has his own computer in his room, is playing APB. APB is not a child's game at all.
No, not even close to being a child's game.
We
used to say the same thing about Fallen Earth, not a kid's game.
No.
City of Heroes, you know, if you're I didn't have an issue with Baby Natrix playing. Like I said, I needed to be sitting with her. I don't get you parents who want to turn your kids loose on the internet and then get angry.
I know.
It's kind of like your kid doing drugs and you get mad at the drug dealer. Now, the drug dealer's wrong, But who's really wrong here for not paying attention to your kid and letting them do it in the first place? You should be.
I mean, you're playing APB. There are hookers. There are drug dealers. There are car chases, and you're shooting the cops. And
it's bloody.
Bloody. People are talking just nonsense to each other, and they're foul-mouthed, and I'm trying to find a way of saying these things without cursing myself. It's yeah. Not a pretty game. I mean, it's a beautiful game. But the people in it, the social aspect of the game is very adult, and if you have thin skin, do not join.
It's not just thin skin, but if you are underage, you shouldn't be in it, period.
No. I mean, because at any given point of time during the day, I mean, because I'm playing on a European server, but they all speak English, and they are throwing things around, saying things, just getting raunchy sometimes, and it's not a game for a child. Girls running around in nothing but their bras and panties, because if they could take them off, I'm sure they'd be naked.
Well, I was running around in mine because I didn't know how to put clothes on, but I fixed that problem, so...
I'm a pantsuit, thank you.
You have a pantsuit now?
A pantsuit. It's a nice blouse. Of course, it's buttoned down just low enough that you can see my lacy red bra underneath.
Work. I'm going to need a picture of that for Pixie Nista later, by the way.
Yeah. I need a pair of high heels or some flats or something to go with it because I'm wearing tennis shoes at the moment. The only thing I can say is, well, A, the high heels are expensive and I don't want to pay that amount, and they look ridiculous, and the flats, I'm not high enough level for it. So I'm wearing tennis shoes. But, you know, hey, I'm running around, I'm shooting people. Tennis shoes are a good choice. Oh, and I have my bullet belt slung low over my hips.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Let's back up to this campaign thing again. Wasn't it – who? Okay, no, that was Activision. I was going to say, didn't BioWare do something horrible? Were they the ones with the red balloons?
No. That was – God, that was not BioWare. That was Homefront was the game, and it was
Isn't Homefront isn't that a BioWare game?
No.
Well, BioWare is making some comments. Wait a minute, BioWare, are they Mass Effect, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me speak to Mr. Joss Hendricks, designer over at BioWare, who had a comment about the Facebook advertising. He says, the Hitman Facebook advertising thing is just all kinds of mess up. How did anyone think this was a good idea? Joss, you all were in the hot seat a few years ago for Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with their campaign, but can you not stab at your fellow designer there? They made a mistake. It happens. How about you call them up and say, you know what, I don't agree with what you did, but I'd like to offer you our support. Shut your mouth. Really?
Yes.
That's our job to talk dirty, not you.
Exactly.
That's our job. We're supposed to be picking at them. And if you step in my shoes, we got a problem, Joss. Gosh. There's a whole bunch of comments going around. Like I said, not the best idea, obviously, but I'm going to also put some of that blame onto Facebook. You all need a rating system. End of discussion, you need a rating system. In the worst way, you need a rating system so that Facebook can be separated. People who don't mind. You know what kills me? Okay, right now on Facebook, there's people who have profiles up. And there are pornographers. There's girls showing all their goodies, okay? You're not able to block this out on Facebook. I know a lot of you said, well, I'm not friends with them. But your kids, who shouldn't be on Facebook in the first place, can search and find it and look at all the pornography they want on Facebook. There's no way to block it. There's no way to have a setting. You know, I'm an adult. I'm okay with if this pops up on my screen. I am a teenager. I should not be seeing this. And parents, for the love of God, I got to give my cousin's mother some credit. I'm going to call her by her nickname. I'm not going to call you her name. Britt, I agree with your mom, you and the Facebook thing, her blocking you. And I know you're listening. You could be mad at me if you want to. And I don't care if you're taller than me. I will take you down. But, her mom, she was like, well, mom, well, let me have a Facebook page. You need to talk to her. And at one point I was going to, but I agree. I like the fact that at least her mom's involved. Some of you get involved with kids. Watch them. They don't need to be loose. I'm getting sick of the seeing the 15-year-olds in their bra and the camera in the mirror. No. No.
And the duck lips. Somebody tell your stupid little girl
no.
It's not sexy.
No, it is not. You don't have lips. Just work with it.
I know. You, girls, you're pretty just the way you are. Do not make the duck lips. That just makes you just not pretty. Not pretty.
Oh, and I want to say hello to Android Police. That is the cutest thing ever. There's a little Android-shaped charger. that they just put out today. I love it. I want one. Somebody give me that for Christmas. He's so cute. He's a little droid robot. You plug him into the wall. He's a USB port. And you plug in your...
Oh, that's cute.
He's so cute. Okay. Sorry. Next news. Next.
Next news. All right. Let me back up. You beta addicts. I've got a game for you. Off to Epic Space Battles. Yay. RF Online 1.5 beta starts mañana. Berlin publisher OnNet Europe is pleased to announce that the first beta of the sci-fi action MMO RF Online 1.5 launches in Europe tomorrow and is set to inspire the players. After the game's success in Asia and Russia, it's Europe's turn to experience the massive PvP battles and thrilling story. Even though the first beta is starting on December 5th, OnNet already enabled the download of the RF Online 1.5 gamer clients on their website. In celebration to the launch of the launch into the second beta in the early 2013 global tournament is taking place between the best guilds in Europe, USA, and Korea. This tournament will help decide the fate of the world as only one faction, be it Acrecia, Bellatio, or Korra, can win in this epic battle. However, those who win the battle can still lose the war because the game's exciting political system adds another level of complexity, empowering some and limiting others. I don't remember playing this game. I really, really do. It's been a while.
God, I'm sorry. I'm all up at arms. Okay, more on the Charger. He comes in three colors. White, black, green. Did you see him on the Facebook page? I'm sorry.
No, I gotta see him. All right, so that is RF Online, and if you want the link for it, because I got the download link for you, oh, it's so dope, it's over on newt.gamenatrix.com this morning.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
He's so cute? I gotta go look.
He's so cute. Oh, I want him.
Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
And Drew, the level above George. Oh, my God.
Isn't he cute? Do you see him?
He's so adorable.
Isn't he? Oh, I want him.
Oh, look at the little blue eyes. Oh, he's so cute.
When he's charging, his eyes are blue.
Oh, my God. Oh, what colors do they come in?
Black, white, and green.
I think I like the white.
Oh.
Green, of course, is the usual Android, but I think I like the white.
I would like all three. He would be everywhere.
That is adorable.
Droid. Oh, if he makes that noise when you plug him in, I would just be, oh, my God.
So what, he plugs into the wall?
Yeah, he's a wall plug. You know, there's a... We talked about this the last time we had a tech show. God, it's been 2 years, so It's probably time to have another one, but... somebody else had just put these out because a lot of people have the USB plugs now. You very seldom see somebody with a phone for their phone charger, things you can plug into the wall. So they started making these, plugged to USB, and some houses only have USB plugs now, the newer houses that are being built.
Yeah.
It's becoming the current. But I like him that he's a USB to – and I have one of those for my phone. That plugs into the wall and it's a USB charger. How many times people buy?
I carry one of those in my purse usually.
Yeah, and it's good for your laptop. It works with everything. You can plug your laptop in to charge it. You know, your Bluetooth. If you have it works for everything. So it's really.
Well, I do it because my truck that I drive has the old plugs that plug into the car lighter things.
Yeah,
and I have one of those. You plug it into it, and it's an extension.
It's USB.
No. The one that I have plugs into the car lighter, but it turns into a plug, regular plug.
Mine, too.
Use the plug for the USB to plug into that.
Yeah, mine is all-purpose. It goes car lighter, it goes to wall, and then it has a USB. It has two USB spaces in it.
That's cool. No, I don't have that like that.
Yeah, mine is...
No, I know the Prius has the USB plugs built in.
Ooh.
I thought.
Ooh.
That was like a selling point for me. I was like, ooh, USB plugs? Oh, we can have this.
Oh, you sound like a lot of people. It's like, I can't plug up my MP3 in this car? No.
Mm-mm. I know. I hate that. Yeah.
All right. There's some fighting going on over Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. An anonymous dev, he wasn't even brave enough to put his name to it. Trust me. We talk smack. We telling you. This is our name, GTR, whatever. He said the game was mediocre before it was canceled.
Oh, you did not call it mediocre.
He said it anonymously. Whatever. Steve Ellis, who's the co-founder of Free Radical Design, has been forced to strike back. You like my joke? against the claim that Star Wars Battlefront 3 was only 75% complete and of mediocre quality when it was canceled. He says, I want to set the record straight because a lot of people worked very hard on BF3 and BF4, which LucasArts had already asked Free Radical to plan, and they don't deserve their efforts to be distorted that way. He said he told GameSpot in a response to comments from an anonymous source. He says, from the personal tone of the comments, it's clear that the source is someone whom I personally dealt with. It's unfortunate that they are making this kind of criticism while choosing to remain anonymous. Coward. He didn't say the coward, I did. He was responding to comments on an anonymous ex-LucasArts staff member. The anonymous source said this 99% complete stuff is just BS. He says that the Star Wars Battlefront 3 was almost complete when it was canceled. He says a generous estimate would be that it was actually 75% of a mediocre game. He says, we were desperate for a next-gen follow-up to Battlefront. The claim that the project was sabotaged for financial reasons is ludicrous. The franchise was a huge moneymaker at the time. When Free Radical continually missed dates and deliveries, LucasArts made many goodwill, whole or partial milestone payments to keep the project going. The source even went so far as to call a developer a Ponzi scheme. Oh, and that budgets were being appropriated from other projects to try and finish it. Earlier this year, Ella spoke to GI International about the collapse of Free Radical and addressed the cancellation of Battlefront 3 directly. He said it was pretty much done. It was in final QA. It had been in final QA for half of 2008. It was just being fixed for release. The LucasArts opinion is that when you launch a game, you have to spend big on the marketing, and they're right. But at the time, they were, for whatever reason, unable to commit to spending big. They effectively canned a game that was finished. Now, you little cowardly anonymous person. Shut up.
You coward person. You coward.
You should shut your fat mouth.
Oh, she went there. She went there.
Can you see Ginger leaning forward and pointing at me? That's called egging you on. Go ahead, try to hit her. Go ahead, rush her. It'll be funny.
Do it. All right. So, Zumba Fitness is back. Yeah, baby.
Did it leave?
No. Zumba Fitness Rush, a 90-day challenge, helps finalists surpass their fitness goals. On-camera transformation showcase real people achieving real results with the video game. Two contest finalists are leading healthier, more active lifestyles courtesy of the Zumba Fitness Rush video game. Majesco is proud to share their life-changing results of the Zumba Fitness Rush 90-day challenge. With a combined weight loss of 79 pounds in only 3 months, Rush Challenge finalists Shad and Daisy have demonstrated that the Zumba Fitness video games are engaging and effective tools that can help anyone reach their personal fitness goals. All right, so you can actually watch their on-camera transformations, and there are links, but they're up on new.gamingmatrix.com. We started the Rush Challenge with three simple words: commit, achieve, inspire, which nobody actually read those words, just letting you know, Liz Buckley. She is the general manager of Zumba Fitness video game franchise. Shad and Daisy exemplify what's possible when you commit yourself to a fitness program. Both not only achieved, but surpassed their original 90-day weight loss goals, and in turn are inspiring others with their experience. We design every Zumba Fitness game to provide an exhilarating, effective, at-home workout that helps real people like Shad and Daisy realize life-changing results. And from what Corey says, those games are no joke.
Oh, you will be transformed for the good of being face down on the floor.
So Zumba Fitness, you know, I've heard a lot about it. Of course, you know, there was the Zumba hooker chick that everybody's been hearing about.
If I were the Zumba people, I would. You got two ways you can go there. You can either scoop her up and try to give her a legitimate job, or
some Rush porn video,
or sue her for ruining your name, because that's synonymous with the. I really hate that the media did that. The Zumba struck. She didn't make Zumba.
No, she didn't. No,
she's just doing something bad and using Zumba as a front. Poor Zumba Fitness people. All right. The people over at the Remember Me game have something interesting that we'll be sharing with you. It's an it's something from Curse Duro, a wine that's supposed to help you suppress unwanted memories in the game. So go check that out over at their Facebook page. Rating is still pending on Remember Me, and it looks awesome. Can't wait to play it. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, we would like to play.
Hint, hint.
How much do we have to hint? Will it involve showing you things that we don't want to show? Anyway, on to my
act like she doesn't want to show.
I'm a reserve comment. It's daytime. Anyway, Electrified Games. Electrified Games has named a new chief executive officer of the company, Mr. Jonathan Epstein. He's previously served as chairman of the board of the company, has also been working in an executive role at the company since May of this year. Electrified Games is a developer of award-winning games so far for the last 20 years. It's expanding its operations from its foundation of work for hire business to the development of original mobile games. The company was recently named by mobile gaming industry powerhouse Injimoco as one of its key third-party partners for an upcoming title to be deployed on the Mobosh platform that we don't get here in the U.S. Electrified is also co-developing a mobile title that will be launched in India and other markets in January of next year, and expects to launch two other original mobile titles in quarter one of 2013 if the zombies don't get us. Electrified has developed or designed more than 40 different titles across multiple platforms since its formation for leading publishers, including Wizards of the Coast, Disney Mobile, Sony Online Entertainment, EA, and leading brands such as Visa, Sports Illustrated Kids, and others. They've won numerous awards and recognitions for their work as independent game developers. Epstein joined Electrified to help the company move aggressively into the creation of original IP and was an integral part of helping them form their new distribution partnerships. As CEO, he succeeds company founder Andrew Lecker, who was president, and who will continue to oversee Electrified's development studios. Epstein has held numerous leadership positions in the games industry. He was also the founding CEO of GameSpot. And, of course, they're saying GameSpot transformed the landscape for gaming media everywhere and remains a major destination to nowhere. As president, he was also president of GameSpy Industries. He also was over at IGN. You know, this is not looking good the more I talk about you there, Jonathan. wait a minute. Your name is sounding familiar. I'm going to contact you a little bit later. I think I know you. Epstein also joined United Talent Agency to help spearhead the formation of their digital media practice. He served as CEO of the in-game advertising company Double Fusion. Prior to joining Electrified, he was also the president of OMAC Interactive. He's a busy, busy guy. So you can check them out at electrifiedgames.com. Good luck to you over there, Mr. Mm-hmm. What's your name again? John? Mr. Epstein? And you better do well. None of this sexist business, because I know how all those companies you named operate. GameSpy, IGN, GameSpot, you all have a penchant for erring towards the male side of things, which we don't. Well, we like the male side of things. We just don't need you to err. Okay?
We like your male side of things.
We like
it. As long as you have duct tape over your mouth.
See, I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, I see it. All right, so Motorola loses bid. Course, why wouldn't they? To get the Xbox 360 banned in the U.S. and Germany. Motorola, what the hell were you thinking? Are you stupid?
Well,
that was a waste of money.
Ooh, no. You were about to have the fight on your hands. People are going to be returning Motorola phones everywhere.
Yep. Google-owned Motorola has failed to ban sales of the Xbox 360 in both Germany and the United States related to patents the systems use. Motorola and Microsoft have been in a very public court battle over royalty payments related to patents owned by Motorola that Microsoft is using for the Xbox 360 system. Motorola claims the patents being used by Microsoft are worth $4 billion a year in royalty payments, while Microsoft says that those patents are worth only $1 million a year. U.S. Judge James Robart ruled that Google's Motorola cannot ban sales of Microsoft's Xbox 360 games in the U.S. and Germany because of the patent dispute. Judge Robart denied Motorola's request because the patents were FRAND-type innovations, or innovations which are critical to industry standards and must be licensed on a fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory basis. The patents in question include technologies necessary to make use of videos coded in H.264 format and Internet over Wi-Fi. The judge said that the outstanding amount owed could be added to Microsoft's bill once the matter was resolved. The resolution will come from a jury trial where a ruling on whether Motorola's 2.25% royalty fee that it is asking Microsoft for was so high that it placed the company in breach of contract. $4 billion a year. I'm pretty sure that is going to be in breach of contract right there. Just settle for like $4 million a year. That's $3 million more than you're getting, all right? Mm. And make better phones so you can make up the other half. Oh, no, yes, I went there.
Bad ginger. All right, in case you all hadn't heard, my heart is breaking. Today, of course, is the final day of City of Heroes.
Yeah, I got the email where the devs were all, thank you for playing our game.
Please, gamers first, pick it up. Okay, so just after midnight, Greenwich Mean Time.
Not until they fix my game and take out the damn rocket launchers.
Fix what game? Oh, yeah, I need to be a hero.
Rocket launchers out.
Here's where I'm a little confused about the time. It might already be gone as of 8 a.m. or it might be 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. But at midnight, Greenwich Mean Time, either last night or tonight, which is just in a few hours for them, City of Heroes will have seen its last. There is a radio station, of course, that came out of this, Cape Radio, that's been broadcasting. I'm so sad. Everybody, of course, had a party in Atlas Park, and I wanted to go, but I can't get in because you can't download the client, of course, because they're closing. Anyway, I want to say to the developers, thank you guys. I want to say thank you to you guys because you helped us quite a bit in the early days, helping us give away things. The tournament that we were supposed to have that we never actually had because we had some app issues. They weren't called apps then, but yeah, we had some app issues. So thank you all so much for your help in our early days, and you will be greatly, greatly missed. I'm all teary. I missed you. I'm going to miss you guys. I hope somebody else picks you up. Please come back. I know I hadn't played in a while, but we are going to be missed. Bye-bye, guys. It was really a good time. I enjoyed saving the world.
I never got to play it, so I don't know.
Yeah, you missed out on some fun. Nothing like being a superhero. Nothing.
That's what you tell me. All right, so what was I going to read? I had something. Oh, all right. Still got a couple minutes. Talk about this. We'll go out on a good note. Axis Games raises over $12,000 for American Red Cross Hurricane Sandy relief efforts. That's awesome. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Axis Games passed along word that it has managed to raise $12,920 in donations for the American Red Cross after its successful Zero Escape Virtue's Last Reward Hurricane Sandy relief efforts sale. On November 14th, Axis Games staff got together and came up with a sale as a way to quickly generate some funds for victims of Hurricane Sandy on the eastern coast of America. All the sale proceeds are going to the American Red Cross. Fans of the Axis Games and Zero Escape Virtue's Last Reward responded by quickly purchasing the special watches. They were all sold out within 24 hours. Axis Games would like to thank, from the bottom of our hearts, those who reached into their pockets and purchased a Virtue's Last Reward watch to help our friends on the East Coast. This came from an Axis Games statement that was released yesterday announcing the final donation number. We sincerely hope that this donation will aid in the ongoing relief efforts. Axis Games publishes a variety of games in North America, including the Record of Agarist, War Series, Zero Escape, 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors, Zero Escape's Virtue's Last Reward, and the popular Blaze Blue fighting game series. All right, so that is awesome. Way to go, Axis Games. And way to go, gamers, who, you know, took out time and money to buy these watches for a good cause. And Corey is muted.
I am. I'm just over here chatting away like, Ginger is not letting me speak.
Because you're muted.
Word. All right. With that, it is time for us to go. I'm all sad now because my City of Heroes is gone. I wanted to fly around Atlas Park one more time and stand on top of Atlas and then fall and lose half my health one more time. Man, I had some good times. Anyway, we'll see you guys later on tonight. Make sure you are listening to Pixinista. We'll be telling you what you should be wearing during the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. Ah.
Later, boys and girls.